The lectures on these tapes are titled Hell, Purgatory, Paradise, Dante's Divine Comedy. The lecturers are Professor William Cook and Ronald Hertzman. William Cook holds the rank of Distinguished Teaching Professor of History at the State University of New York at Geneseo. He received his A.B. at Wabash College and his M.A. and Ph.D. from Cornell University. Professor Cook received the Chancellor's Award for Excellence in Teaching in 1974. In 1992, the Council for the Advancement and Support of Education named him New York State's Professor of the Year. Ronald Hertzman is a Distinguished Teaching Professor of English at SUNY Geneseo, where he has taught since 1969. He received a B.A. from Manhattan College and his M.A. and Ph.D. from the University of Delaware. Professors Cook and Hertzman have taught together for 20 years. In addition to many courses at SUNY Geneseo, including The Age of Dante, they have taught their students in England, France, and Italy. They have twice taught a Dante course in a college program at Attica Correctional Facility. They've delivered a series of lectures on Dante for the Trappist monks of the Abbey of the Genesee and have lectured throughout the United States. Together, they have written several articles and a widely used book, The Medieval Worldview, published by the Oxford University Press. Lecture 1. Dante's Life and Times.
Well, we're going to be talking about Dante's Divine Comedy, a blockbuster poem by anybody's estimation. Just sort of, you know, think about the general contours of the poem. It's 14,000 and upwards lines long. It's divided into three sections with titles like Hell, Purgatory, and Heaven. It's sort of heavy. Inferno, Purgatorio, Paradiso, the Italian name. It is further subdivided in that each of those three has 33 cantos. In fact, Inferno has 33 plus one as a kind of introduction, so it comes out to an even 100. And each canto is subdivided into stanzas of three verses. Now, in thinking about how to approach such a monumental task, one of the things that we talked about is whether we should, like Dante the Pilgrim, just sort of plunge right in and start immediately on his journey along with him. One of the advantages of that is the fact that we would get to see things pretty much exactly from the vantage point of Dante the Pilgrim, the wayfarer who takes this trip to the afterlife. But one of the disadvantages is that it turns out there are an awful lot of things in the poem that need explanation. One of the things that is sort of interesting about any modern edition that you might pick up is that it's one of those heavily footnoted poems that exist, really. And the footnotes turn out to cover an awfully wide variety of things. Just as interesting, I think, is the fact that this process of annotating the poem, of giving elaborate footnotes, turns out to have been begun in the very decades after Dante's death. In other words, the earliest editions of the poem also came annotated. There were lots of things which people in Dante's original audience apparently needed to have explained to them together with their journey through the poem. What sorts of things? Well, I have a joke on my door because one of my former students sent it to me. It's I think it's from the New Yorker. It's a picture of hell, and the little sign in the background says, Hell's Comedy Club. And there's a devil with a mic. Okay, and out there is the audience, a lot of sulfur coming up, but people out there, inhabitants of hell, and the caption simply says, so, how many of you are from Brooklyn? And it's on there at my door because A, I'm from Brooklyn, and B, a wise guy student decided to send it to me. Well,